During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Welcome back to the show. Stephen St. John, Nick DiCatie, Jake Gutierrez, and now Mike Boddicker. I like your hat, Mike.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Looks, it's, I'm just trying to be like you when I grow
Thank
up.
You. How about Iowa? They beat K-State in the NIT.
Is that saying a lot?
Fired up?
No.
Well, that's better than losing.
Yeah, I know. I think it would have been
a
different game if it had played at Manhattan instead of the, up at Iowa City.
Yeah. Well, they got it done. They advanced.
Yeah. Obviously, the NIT doesn't mean anything anymore, so.
Why not?
Oh, how many teams said no? No, thank you. Not going.
Well, some, but not everybody.
Well, if you're playing in it, you want to win it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Go Hawkeyes.
Yeah, might as well.
Right. There you go.
I'm more interested in the Iowa women than I am.
Most people
are. No kidding.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
I married one.
I entered a women's NCAA tournament bracket contest yesterday.
I want to enter one. I'm trying to get Lebo to do it, and he won't do it.
I picked K-State to knock off Iowa.
No?
Really?
There you go. Have you decided to amend your bracket with Kansas going to the Elite Eight?
Yeah, since I had him going to the Elite Eight, now that I know McCullough's out, I got him going to the Final Four. No, I've amended the bracket.
Double down.
I have them losing in the second round. I do have them beating Samford, but we'll see. I'm not super confident about that.
You have them losing to McNeese because you have McNeese beating Gonzaga.
I got them losing to McNeese.
Mm. No.
By the way, someone pointed this out to me. What was one of the arguments about the NIT? Well, I mean, you go to the Final Four, you get to play the Garden, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Whoa.
What do you play now?
Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the old teams bailed. No more Garden.
That used to be something that you would say, well, you go to the Final Four, you play the Garden. And
heck yeah.
Is that the first year they've done that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't watch the NIT. I established that to you.
Apparently nobody
Someone
does.
Who said it the other day?
Jared
said, right? Well, hell, Jared didn't even know.
Right.
Because someone, and I look back at the tweets during the show, because I don't always look at them in real time, and someone said, they play the Final Four at Hinkle now. I said, do they really? You know, I looked. NIT National Semifinals at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
That's not good when the scouts aren't even watching the NIT.
CBS Sports, this was
not good.
This was 2022. CBS Sports says NIT will reportedly leave Madison Square Garden until at least 2025.
Well, there you go.
So
renovations?
Last year and this year. I don't know. I don't know why.
Jake is shocked by this, aren't
you? The NIT is accepting bids from numerous venues to host the next NITs.
Looks like Hinkle Fieldhouse won it.
Well, isn't that exciting?
Mm. Not really, but...
Why isn't it?
I don't know. Have you ever been to Indianapolis? I mean,
yeah.
It's a fine town.
I went to the Super Bowl. I mean, I didn't go to the game. I went to Radio Row for a week at the Super Bowl.
Doesn't seem as historic as Madison Square Garden,
no.
Hinkle Fieldhouse.
That's Indiana. That's where basketball is.
The Hoosier State.
You know.
Yeah.
Where they used to be really good at basketball.
I think of the Garden. Think of the Garden.
God. Were they? He's taking shots at everybody.
Yeah. I mean, they did. No, they didn't used to be really good.
Nate's on one.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
They used to be really good.
They used to be.
Indiana State was good enough to be in the tournament. They got left out.
Well,
they,
apparently not, buddy. Apparently they weren't.
We got to see Virginia last night. Miss.
Okay, that's and then, okay, here we go. This is no big surprise. I'm no bracketologist. What did I tell you on Monday?
You said Virginia should have got underseeded.
Virginia is terrible
when
it comes to matching them up with some of the bubble teams. They don't play an exciting brand of basketball. The analytics say they shouldn't be in it. The resume says they shouldn't be in it.
They had 14 points in the first
half. And it's ridiculous that they're in over Indiana State.
Yeah. 14 points.
Indiana State would have been must-watch basketball. Did anyone watch the Valley Championship game? That was one of the best college basketball games I've seen all year long between Indiana State and Drake. Nate brought it up 4 weeks ago. Like, look at this. Look at you know, Robbie Avila.
Yep.
And his goggles. We all wanted to watch him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, it's not just him. They play a very exciting, very crowd-pleasing brand of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the same about Virginia?
No.
I
mean, they weren't playing against like the lockdown defense of the Houston Cougars. They were playing Colorado State.
They lost 67 to 42.
How did they get to 42?
Yeah, exactly. They were
14
like
at halftime.
They had 16 points with like 15 minutes left in the second half.
Wally Szczerbiak has been a guest on the show before. Jake, you said this out. Get that ready. Let's play that. You tweeted that to us earlier, didn't you?
Nate sent it to us.
Or Nate? I want to hear
talk, Nate.
I want Nate to do more interviews where he can get a three-word answer from people.
There, I just sent you a DM. You got it now. What did you do?
Well, he wants me to interview people like Kadarius Toney.
Okay. Yeah, so we can get some
in-depth answers.
In-depth.
Yeah.
And even after, like,
titillating, they call it.
Doing the podcast with Jarrett Sutton and digging deeper into the bracket and reading all these different things, the tournament committee did not do a very good job. And guess what? And I know the first of all, that's a difficult job. It's still their job to get it right. And it's okay to criticize people sometimes when they don't get it right. And they effed up. They screwed Iowa State. I thought they screwed Indiana State. Virginia should have been in the tournament. There's mistakes can be made.
St. John's should have definitely been in.
And there's biases too. In Virginia, they're a rather recent national champion. Maybe they got in because of brand name or whatever. Wally Szczerbiak. He was in studio on CBS Sports Network. Let's hear what he has to say about the NCAA Tournament Committee.
This performance matters by Virginia. I mean, Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded. And the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV. St. John's is sitting there like, we've won 6 out of 7. We're scoring 90 points a game, playing great basketball down the stretch in the Big East. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn. They're sitting at home or in the NIT. They should be in this NCAA tournament. Pitt should be in this NCAA tournament.
Or Oklahoma.
Also,
Oklahoma,
the committee made a big mistake by putting this team in the NCAA tournament this year. And it's nothing against Tony Bennett. He's a great national championship winning coach. But his team did not belong on this floor with Colorado State.
Team and teams, 4 of the last times that they played the NCAA tournament, they have lost in the first round of double-digit seeds.
Yep.
So there's a point, there's a question of whether Virginia basketball, the way they play, maybe it's outdated.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe it's outdated.
No question.
You know?
No question.
Yeah.
All right.
So, there you go. Wally Szczerbiak not happy.
This is just a feel-good NCAA tournament this year, isn't it?
Not really, no.
God.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
When everyone says you made a mistake and then it's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt on the floor, you made a mistake.
Right.
And it's okay to admit you made a mistake. And it's okay for other people. Yes, it's a difficult job, but lots of people have difficult jobs.
Yeah.
Okay? And they effed it up.
That game was unwatchable last night. It was.
I was watching.
It was.
How much money do you have on it, Jake?
So I hope you took the under.
Took the under.
I don't even know what the over-under was.
Colorado State. No, I mean, it was so bad that it was like you
train wreck.
It's true. It's like, I mean, and they were throwing up some bricks from like close range.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
And from my perspective, so I did 10 NCAA tournaments for CBS. So I'm watching the score bar because that's what I did. We used to pop stats out of the score bar. So I'm just watching these droughts and like, you know, haven't scored since 9:52 first half and like 17 missed field goals. And, I mean, it was fascinating to watch from that end. Just like, the missed shot after shot, drought, you know, zero points in the last 11 minutes.
So you think this, we're talking about a feel-good tournament. Let's continue the feel-good theme here. First of all, I wonder how many people realize Major League Baseball is going on right now.
It's right now.
Really? Like I found out this morning.
Look at those cheerleaders.
So you didn't know.
Okay. I got up this morning, turned on my ESPN.com, and it was like, this game was, oh, this is a regular season
number
game.
Number two.
Yeah, it is. I showed you that video yesterday. Yeah.
What was your response when Jake asked you about the game, Mike? I don't know if you can say it on the air.
No, I can't say it on the air. No.
No.
He can bleep me out, I guess. But
right now it's the MLB World Tour, the Soul Series between the Padres
and the
Dodgers.
Great matchup.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Just the idea of it.
Well, maybe somebody's interested in
baseball.
Well,
we got live baseball right now during the show. That's great.
You know what? The truth is, there's probably a much more raucous crowd in Korea than there would be for that game.
I don't know. I've been watching a little bit of this.
There's a lot of people
sitting on their hands with just stoic faces. I don't know.
They just had some people dancing around.
They're getting paid for it, but other than that, no. They're just sitting there.
Do you want a live listening on ESPN?
Sure.
Are they not saying Korean?
No.
That's the effort they had. And then, of course, what Arizona did in the postseason. And now the San Francisco Giants have re-entered the race.
They have. I mean, what they have done to be able to solidify a little bit more of that pitching staff, that starting staff with Logan Webb leading the way, Blake Snell, Kyle Harrison, I think, is a beast. Jordan Hicks, they ended up getting in the offseason.
Another former KBO star, Jungwoo Lee, and a huge deal from San Francisco. It felt like for the last few years they wanted to spend the money and nobody would really take it. This year they found some guys to take it.
So they're starting the season.
Webb and Snell.
At what time in the morning does this game start?
5 o'clock
in the morning.
Central, 6 o'clock.
6 a.m. Eastern time.
It's a two-game series. These two games are actual regular season games.
Yeah. The Padres are leading 2-1.
There was four exhibition games before this. On March 17th, the Dodgers played the Kiwoom Heroes.
I showed you that first pitch, Nate.
Team Korea faced the Padres. Then the Padres took on the LG Twins, and Team Korea took on the Dodgers. But now these two games are regular season games.
Or real.
As the Padres lead the Dodgers 2-1 in the seventh.
I guess it's the only time, if you want to play overseas, it's the only time of the year you could do it in baseball because the games are, you know, night after night after night, so you got to do it before the regular season really starts.
Didn't they play games in England last year?
Were those regular season?
I think so.
I know they played in Mexico. They played down in, like, Monterrey, Mexico.
I don't know about England.
That does sound right. That sounds familiar. It obviously really resonated.
I wasn't working.
Yeah.
The stadium looks like a racetrack.
I think it's interesting. So obviously the sports leagues are trying to globalize. That the NFL's doing it right. They've been playing games in England and Mexico. They're going to play a game in South America next year. I think it's interesting yesterday.
Yeah, the Cubs and Cardinals.
Where did they play?
They played in London.
Yeah. My son-in-law was there.
So on the flip side, the United States government just sued U.S. soccer because...
Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
Soccer alarm.
Isn't this a baseball segment?
We was.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Finish your... Well,
go ahead.
The United States tried to bring some... Like, Barcelona was going to come play a regular season game in La Liga in Miami, and FIFA said, no, you got to play your domestic games in your country. If you want to play a regular season game, it's got to be in the country where your league is. You can't play them overseas. And so the U.S. soccer was, like, complicit in that, and the federal government suing them for antitrust violations, saying you should be able to let people play here. So U.S. is playing games everywhere else, but in soccer they won't let other people come play games in the U.S. I just think that's interesting. Everybody's trying to do it. The global soccer's trying to play games here that really matter, because right now they play preseason games here that are just friendlies that don't really – they're just exhibition games. Major League Baseball. I just think that's interesting. Like, usually opening day is
June. They played in the middle of June. Look, 24th and 25th last year, they played two-game series in London.
Isn't opening day always the biggest day of the year in baseball? Until the postseason. I mean, for regular season, the biggest day. It's the one day you know that everybody's selling out their stadiums. They're having opening day in a game that – how many people in this country even know what's going on right now?
You didn't know?
It's not really their opening day because they'll have it when they come back to their own stadiums. But
it's the first game of the Major League Baseball season. Right. No, isn't that supposed to be a big celebration?
Do you like opening day on Thursday?
No, it's supposed to be on Monday. It's supposed to be the same day as the national championship game in college basketball. It always has been. And I know, and it's not. But yeah,
when was opening day last year?
They are a changing.
When did he become the grumpy one?
I don't know.
When was opening day last year? I'm
I was off. I was on vacation.
He's on sabbatical.
There was a book to be written.
Here, I'll look up the schedule last year.
25th.
It hasn't.
Although I didn't somehow know that they played a couple games in London in the middle of the season.
I like how you said, didn't they play a series in London last year? Boddicker with no help, and then after you see, he goes, "Yeah, my son-in-law was there."
Right.
He let you
discover it on your own.
He let you just toil and hang in the wind.
Last year, I had to do the work.
I gave him enough rope.
And then after you found it, then you said, "Yeah, my son-in-law was there."
Son-in-law was there.
Yeah, last year the Royals played opening day on Thursday the 30th.
Do you like Thursday better? Maybe he likes
Monday.
People get out there and party a little bit, and then all you have to do is Friday. Then it's the weekend. Maybe go Thursday, you take Friday off, and
sure.
I'm just trying to think. I don't know. What's the benefit of it? Sort of the end of the week instead of getting, you know, these people get hammered on Monday?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the benefit
is. I think that's kind of a good way to start your week.
So you do not like it?
Well, I realize
there's... I would like it on Friday, to be honest with you.
That would be fun. I loved how it used to be. It's opening day. You watch baseball during the day. Then you go home and you watch the national championship game.
Well, now you go watch baseball and then you go watch the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
There you go. Sure.
That's a full day for you.
Or I just watched the Sweet 16. I mean, that's also possible.
Wow. I mean, you could just watch the national championship.
No, you're nostalgic. That's just nostalgia, you know.
There's certain things about the sports calendar that you're used to.
What else do you want to bitch about today? Come on.
Empty
the vault.
I like this. I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
This is
my porch with
this. This is as much as Mike has ever liked you on this show.
Yeah,
this resonates with him.
He's
really
Celtic salt.
All he's done over here is just he's nodding his approval to you.
Yeah.
What else? He's airing your grievances.
You turn into your dad. I like this.
Oh, he loves
to bring you. Well, you know what you should bring up? Nate hates archery.
Yeah, did you find that out?
I don't hate archery.
You hate archery?
Let's go through this again. By the way, I thought you listened to the show all the time. I said your name over and over again yesterday. I was hoping you were listening. We were talking.
I was drilling post holes, okay?
Yeah. Is that what you call it these days?
Yeah.
Hey. Mike?
You
got a lot of kids, Mike.
There's a long story about that. I'll tell you off the air.
Hey, look at the dance. They're dancing up there.
See, that looks fun.
Tell me they're not having a good time.
This guy's got a microphone. He's got cheerleaders. Like, they're dancing. This looks like a good time in Korea. I sign off on this. I'd like to be there in the crowd.
I want to go to a game in Korea.
Yeah, that looks
fun. Have a nice time.
Mike, listen to me. So yesterday...
Stay away from the grilled meat.
We had we were talking
with Bluma.
Yeah,
I know
about baseball. What did you not hear?
I listened, but I was busy.
He was talking about when is baseball not in the Olympics? What's the timetable here?
It's not in the Olympics this summer.
It was an exhibition sport
in 2020.
Right. Yeah. But when was the last time it counted?
2008.
Okay. So he was expressing his dismay about that, right? And so the topic came up. Well, there's a lot of sports that people don't care about or that people don't participate in during the Olympics. Why is it baseball? And so, why is rock climbing in there? Wall climbing, you know. And then Nate says, "Yeah," or something like archery. Why is that in there? And nobody does that. And then Jake says, "Oh yeah," and that guy, and he said, "More people." take part in archery than they do in baseball. They got no fight about that, and they looked it up. Did that? What were the results?
I don't know. 21.
I mean, you do know because
I don't believe the numbers at all.
He found the results.
21.6 million people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. That's boom.
And so then he said, even though we've got the results, he goes, well, I don't believe them.
I don't believe that 21.6 million people compete in archery in this country.
It's not competing. No. It's shooting.
But then we look. That's what it means to do a sport, is to compete at it. I go shoot a bow and arrow twice in my life. I'm not an archer.
No, but if you do it, if you own
a bow.
That's
probably because you suck.
Well, I sucked at baseball, too, but I did that actually competitively.
But like right now. No, you didn't really do it competitively.
They kept score.
No, well.
That's my point.
But even look at the small sample size of our show. Jake is involved in archery.
Yeah, I shoot.
Mike Boddicker is. Anthony Sherman is. Todd Lebo is.
Bluma.
There's five people just in our small circle. Yeah. That's more than you thought,
Bo
right?
Jackson
sure
did.
He did it during his playing days. Right?
Bo Jackson.
In the clubhouse.
Which is terrifying.
And so.
And awesome.
Only if you're walking through.
Yeah.
And Jake has made the point, is you're underestimating how many people hunt, how many people just do it for fun or for sport. These guys are on Mike Boddicker's deck just shooting at things.
Right.
And so, and it's more like, what am I more likely to do with my lard ass? I'm going to go shoot some arrows as opposed to getting out and playing organized baseball at this point in my life.
I don't know.
What have you done in your life? You've played organized baseball. You've never done, and how many of these people have ever actually done a competitive archery event?
I think that people, like, how many people go out and play in a men's league baseball league?
Where they actually keep score.
Oh, so you can't keep
playing in your playing in your backyard where there's no umps and things like that is
so
one.
So what
thing.
About if somebody hunts?
Yeah. Well, if hunting is a sport,
but does that count?
Hunting
is a sport.
Wow. I mean, in the Olympics. If it were a sport in the Olympics, then I'd be interested in how many people hunt.
But see, what are you talking about? Taking part in the activity or competing?
Competing in it. We're talking about the Olympics. They compete in archery. How many people actually do that? How many people actually do what they do in terms of
how many people Mr. Golfer? You go shoot golf and you keep score? I pay attention to what I shoot when I shoot.
Okay.
How many times
I have a friend, Jay Bars, who won the Olympic gold.
Right.
I've seen him put an arrow through a washer at 150 yards.
Yeah.
Now, that's skill.
I didn't say it wasn't skilled. I'm just talking about how many people do it. How many people actually do it?
But see, the point is about interest. Like, if you do it recreationally, you'd be interested to watch someone do it, I think.
Oh, I would be.
Right? And so I think that counts. You don't have to do it like
for somebody who shoots a bow, to watch somebody do that, it's like watching golf. I know I can't do that,
right.
These guys do, but it's still interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I bet you would love shooting a bow.
I want to now.
I bet you.
I want to go with you guys. Can I go?
I'm one of the 21.6 million.
I don't care.
Will you let me?
Well, yeah, but
my mom would let me when I was a kid.
Your arms are kind of short. We got to get you a different bow.
Get me a bow. That's what I'm saying.
There's a draw length involved where you pull the bow back.
Well, I'll draw it.
Well, it's got to hit right in order to shoot right.
One of your grandkids has a bow, I'm sure.
Well, my daughters do, too.
Isn't there a junior bow that I could use?
Let me see. Both my daughters have a bow. Both my sons have a bow and shoot. There's a lot of people shoot a bow.
Tell him.
Apparently 21.6 million. I get it.
Yeah.
How many of them have ever actually entered an archery tournament?
Well, there you go. He has.
Bod.
Now I'm going to go enter an archery tournament.
So now, there you go.
Yeah. Gotta love that about Jake.
So now that then the topic came up, okay?
Yeah.
And a gigantic amount of listeners want this to happen.
Uh-huh.
Are you skilled enough, and would you be willing? And
this shoot is what an apple off his head?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Could you?
Yes.
Will you?
I don't think he'd let me.
Will you?
Not a chance.
I want to get your side of it done.
What if
will
we did
you?
It on a mannequin first and Nate watched? You watched him rip a couple off a mannequin, and then you'd feel a little bit better about it?
And we raise money for the charity of your choice.
You got mechanical releases? No, that will not ever happen. Something can go wrong.
Will you shoot something off his head?
Not with it. No. No.
Well,
look at the size of that head.
Right.
There's a good chance I'm going to hit something.
He'd move.
I have a small head.
How about a cigarette hanging out of his mouth? How about that?
That would
I'm asking for something.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it. So
Ryan says, Nate's head will explode when he finds out that archery is a sanctioned NCAA sport.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Brett says,
rock climbing probably is too.
4,491 archers registered and competed in the Vegas shoot this year.
Hey, look, Bluma was making fun of synchronized diving. I'm sure that's an NCAA sport. So what?
In California,
well,
maybe.
I'm for all of it. Put them all in the Olympics. My only point is, I see Little League baseball
fields.
It
doesn't sound like you're for all of it.
I don't care about the Olympics in general. But we were talking about baseball not being in it. And I think, I drive all over Kansas City. I see Little League baseball fields all over the place. I see kids playing baseball everywhere. I've never driven by an archery competition. You know, I don't know a single person that's ever entered an archery competition.
No matter what you tell him, he's not going
to. Why are you driving over to town looking at little kids playing baseball? What the hell's
wrong with you? There you go.
You got to shine in the park.
There's a problem. Yeah, there's a problem. We have a problem.
That's not what I.
Okay.
They have a range.
So just because you haven't seen it means
they have
it's
a
not
range
happening.
Out at Shawnee Mission Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. How many youth baseball complexes are in this town? You named one archery complex.
It's a lot more money to be made off kids playing baseball.
Yeah. Right.
You're also in Johnson County.
Who gave you where did you get the numbers at that he's resisting?
The Archery Foundation or something.
No, you looked it up.
Look
you
at the Archery Foundation. We literally Googled how many people shoot archery.
No, and then I gave you the website.
Yeah.
We at least.
InsideArchery.com.
How can you dispute those numbers?
South just said the real question is why isn't bowling an Olympic sport?
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you.
I like watching bowling.
Yes.
I would watch
how
that.
How many people bowl in this country?
I've bowled at a high level. I love it. I would love to watch it.
I used to watch bowling all the time as a kid. I love bowling.
In the Olympics.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I'm not saying that.
Seems like you're arguing against it this whole time, man.
No, I'm just saying if you're going to get rid of sports, don't get rid of archery.
I was in the Missouri Junior Amateur Championship when I was a kid.
Now I'm sure there's rock climbers out there getting pissed off at me.
I bet you're a good bowler.
I finished in the top
50. I bet you're a good bowler.
Oh, that's what they did with me. They took me.
I tell you what.
I just got a text from my buddy Ingman who said, your argument should be how many people have attended an archery competition versus how many people have attended a baseball game. No one's selling tickets to watch some dude shoot at targets.
And nobody's going to the baseball games either.
Well, that's not true. They're selling out in Korea.
Yeah. If you want to go to Korea, you can.
Global sport.
Actually, there were some seats available there. I saw them.
See, my mother looked for things where I couldn't hurt myself and I couldn't hurt other people because I was destructive. And so bowling worked out. Mm. And I was in a bowling league every freaking season from the time I was 5 years old until high school.
Bowling's awesome.
And
Dodgers
I loved it.
Just tied it up.
I just loved it. I'd love to watch.
I feel like you could hurt your back bowling.
Yeah. Well, now, yeah.
Right. Pull a hamstring.
Depends on how heavy the ball is.
You can get carpal tunnel.
You want to talk about this stadium vote? You'd like to get on board with this thing?
Good Lord.
We'll take a side here and piss a bunch of people off?
Yeah.
Let's just read tweets from
people. Hey, let me tell you something. What are you shaking your head for?
Please
don't.
Break.
No. Please. Not now. No, now you're asking me too much. I don't like it. I don't like how aggressive you're being.
Yeah, I got Jake wound up. Now he's going to join archery league just to spite me.
Sounds fun.
And guess what? And I'll go watch.
Yeah.
From a safe distance.
You know?
I'm a good shot, man.
Is that true, Bob?
I don't know. I taught him, so.
Yeah. 25 in, I'm pretty nailed. I'm in the dead zone.
It's like I tell everybody, I could teach a monkey to shoot 20 yards.
Can I just ask one thing about the vote? We got a press release saying that...
They changed the spot again?
Casey Wolf and Slugger are out canvassing for votes.
For votes.
Do you think that hurts or helps?
Well, are they able to... They're not able to
They can't
talk.
Say anything.
They
can't talk. You know what,
they're carrying a sign around.
How do you know what sign
vote,
you know?
Casey vote. Wolf comes up and does that belly shake thing. And
vote,
then you're
yes.
Like, vote yes.
Vote yes.
Jake, your love of mascots. What do you think about them bringing in the heavy hitters and Casey Wolf?
Maybe it's time to bring in the super fans.
Look,
you know, get X-Factor out there going door to door.
Here's the deal.
If you're weighing your vote on a couple of mascots, well... Your vote should probably be taken away from you.
Hey, Chiefs, if you want to get this thing passed, you go get Hall of Fame Superfan X Factor.
Yes.
Have him go door to door. Have him canvass a couple of neighborhoods.
I mean, he's gone door to door on other things.
Yeah, well, then we'll see where we're at. Okay? By by the way, why didn't you bring up Arrow Man? There's your guy for Archie. He shows up to the game with a bunch of arrows to him. Someone's shooting them damn arrows. Okay? Like, I don't know where's this going to stop. They're bringing in Casey Wolf on this boat. They're bringing in Slugger. They're going to bring in X Factor.
If they bring in X Factor, would it do better for the vote if,
I don't know.
If he said, hey, vote no? Yeah. And then, hey, I'm voting for it now.
Mike Boniker's here. Back after this on WHB. All right. Mitch, listening to the show, no. I do not think the Chiefs are going to have Chiefsaholic make collect calls from jail to try to convince people to vote yes. Mitch, I don't think that will happen, no.
Only if you want to try to steal the vote.
You have a collect call.
You have a collect call from Chiefsaholic.
I'll accept charges.
I still love those. You have a collect call from Steve.
Who is an inmate.
Yeah, yes.
Who is an inmate at Leavenworth Penitentiary. Will you accept?
Yes.
Yes. Well, what can I do for you, Chiefsaholic?
What took so long? Yeah.
I used to have a really good one in here, but
there's we also got a notification that
Ricky.
X Factor can canvass in certain areas, other areas he might not be allowed.
No, he's not. No. Okay. They really are having Slugger and Casey Wolf, even though they cannot speak.
Hey, sometimes the less you say, the better, you know? I try to ask Slugger questions.
I would say what? They can't, like, you know, they have people picketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Against the yes vote. They're not going to have, like, Casey Wolf go out there in a four-wheeler and try to run someone over and then wrestle them and flip them around and do, like, a belly flop on them.
And then shake the belly thing around.
Casey Wolf!
How would they get a campus? I don't know.
Did you not get the press release?
Can you ask him questions? Casey Wolf, yeah. What type of assurances will you give the Jackson County people that this money will be reinvested?
You're good at this.
And he just, like,
you'll get
shrugs his shoulders.
Same amount of answers.
Shake his belly and his eyes roll around.
How about the Royals, huh?
How about the Royals?
Locked in on this baseball, huh? You ready to go?
Well, I watched the game the other day. I watched Lyles pitch. I went,
why? How many home runs did he give up in that one?
Three and almost four the first
spring
inning.
Spring training, doesn't matter.
He's working
through
a back
injury. This late is starting to matter. You shouldn't be experimenting with stuff. I kept looking at it going, he's got nothing to get anybody out with. What's going on here?
At least he's throwing strikes.
Well, Andy Rogers said that he has not won the fifth spot. So.
Well, they said Lynch is down to 90, 92 miles an hour. I mean, there's a lot of...
But maybe that's all right. Maybe that'll come with command, huh?
No.
No?
It's not. That's a problem.
I thought you didn't care if they throw hard.
I don't if they have command. You better have command if you're not going to throw hard.
Mm.
I'm a little worried now.
Just about
Lugo,
this starter?
Lugo didn't throw good last night either, so it's getting late. 5 days left, and it's like, somebody better... Yeah.
Did you like the choice of Cole Reagans being opening day starter?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Even though the one game I watched him, he gave up four runs, I'm going, gosh, what's going on? I don't know.
I mean, that's quite an honor.
It's a great honor. Yeah, it's a great honor. But it's the one game.
Right. And it's a Thursday, much to the chagrin of Nate Beattie.
Yeah. If it was a Monday, it would mean a lot more.
Yeah, it would mean a lot more.
A lot more.
Right. So when you say you're worried now, like, what are your expectations for this team? You've had a chance to watch them. Tomorrow it'll be a week away.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it'll be a week away.
Yeah.
We're in, dude.
I'm not as positive as I was earlier after the signings, after watching it. It's like, Walker's throwing good. I thought he threw pretty good.
Nate says you don't worry about spring stats.
I don't early.
But now you do?
When you get towards the end, you better get locked into game mode, and I'm not seeing a lot of locking going on. A little worried. It could change.
You worried, Nate?
No.
Waka waka.
Nate says he's not worried.
He's more worried about the archery thing than anything
Well, the baseball,
else, yeah.
I mean, spring training in Arizona, I think, is weird. You know, that.
Where would you like it?
He wants to go back to baseball city.
Well, I think the climate's better in Florida for baseball.
Yeah, great. It's if you like to sweat.
Well, baseball players are too good to sweat now.
Yeah, I don't like sweating.
Jeff just sent us an email saying his 12-year-old granddaughter competes in archery. The competitions are in gyms. That's why you're not seeing them.
There you go. They're happening all over the place. I just didn't even know it.
Maybe they are.
He's too busy driving around baseball fields.
This guy, if Nate doesn't see it, then it doesn't happen. Is what you're
you
saying.
Think there are you more might, archery kids you might be participating in archery competitions at this time than baseball?
I don't know.
You might be on some kind of watch. If you're driving around baseball fields.
You know what? I feel comfortable saying that sometimes I don't know all the answers.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Well, I mean, what are you looking at your watch for? This show's got two more hours.
I
got to
tell you, buddy. No, he's worried.
You ain't
about,
going anywhere.
He's worried about me.
I went to my son went. I took my son to there's the
an archery
Compass Minerals soccer facility out in Wyandotte
there
County.
Is soccer.
Right across the street from it, there's a brand new complex with a whole bunch of baseball fields that just got built.
I want you to go in every gym every night to find out if there's any archery.
They were actually empty, but I think it's probably because the season hasn't started yet. But there's. I can't believe this is an argument. I mean, I just, you know, I.
You guys looked up the numbers, and the numbers.
Right.
Weren't what you liked. And so now you're going up against what.
Little. I mean, I can't believe there's not like a major pro archery league that's on ESPN every night.
My thing is, you like golf, right?
Sure.
You like
I don't
that,
watch
you
it, but
like
I like
that feeling when you hit a good ball. And
yeah.
You get the same feeling with archery.
I don't have a problem with the idea of archery.
Would you at least shoot a pumpkin off of his head? I mean, something bigger than the apple. Just something so we get the idea of it.
Well, he's got a nice flat area up there. I'm assuming that it would set there.
My whole point was that baseball is a popular global sport that ought to be in the Olympics. You don't think so?
No.
Jake doesn't think so.
I
get it.
I think
archery. Baseball, that's what people want to watch when they watch the Olympics.
Baseball should be in the Olympics.
Okay.
I agree. But you don't penalize archery because you don't like it.
Well, I never said it was an either or. I was just trying to point out that there's some sports that are more
like archery.
Well, we're talking about eliminating sports from the Olympics.
Because he doesn't like
and
them.
The first one he said was archery.
That's not what we were talking about.
Yeah,
we were talking.
I said we could eliminate wall climbing. And you're like, yeah, an archery.
Soccer.
No.
Get rid of soccer.
We were talking about the fact
that. I can't wait till Sherm gets here tomorrow. He's going to bring an arrow. And he might. Stick it where the sun don't shine.
Tell him to bring broadheads, not just field tips.
Go on. I like that terminology.
Blades on them that cut you and
kill
with it.
Broadheads.
Wow. Field points are just for target shooting.
Okay. See? I got a whole list here of Summer Olympics.
Uh-oh.
Not table tennis.
No problem with it.
Do you like that as an Olympic
sport? Sure, a lot of people play table tennis.
That's okay. Skateboarding.
I don't know how many people skateboard.
Do you think it should be
an Olympic
sport? Should it be an Olympic sport?
Sure. They all should. Make everything a sport.
That's not what I asked you.
Boy, he's bitter today, isn't he? What did you do to him? What did you do to him since the last time I was here?
He picked Kansas to go to the Elite Eight, and
now
I found out McCullers out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he has to change his whole bracket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pissed off the world.
Of course he is. Yep. He's pissed off.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. Right? Am I far?
I mean,
off?
I'm not happy about it.
Okay,
yeah,
there
it sucks. I fooled myself into thinking that Kansas was going to make a run in this tournament, and
that
was silly.
With their four to five players, they have. That's it.
Well, when they had McCuller and Dickinson, they
Bill
Cocktoe Stone
Hunter. When they had Hunter,
You see the Messi's missing these upcoming friendlies because of a right hamstring injury?
Yeah, that's good.
When do we worry about that? When's the game here in Kansas City?
The game's here is April 13th.
Hamstrings can linger.
Yep.
They might have an archery contest right before the soccer game.
Serious question. Are we concerned about this now?
Well, I think you got to be a little concerned, yeah.
Jake?
Yes.
Tell me, you know, you don't have the MLS blinders on. Can you tell me?
Ooh. It's concerning. I brought it up to Nate yesterday.
I'm glad he's not playing in the friendlies.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's not playing. I mean, the more rest he gets, the better. But he didn't play over the weekend either.
If he doesn't play, like how much time would we have? Would it be announced like the last minute? So they can sell as many tickets as possible? Will they give people some time?
The tickets are already sold.
Like, when will we find out, though?
I mean, this last game he didn't play, the coach said basically, like, there was a game, and after the game he said he's not going to play the next game. So I would guess, you know, a week's notice, maybe a few days.
Well, you think he's in a bad mood
But he
now.
Might be a game time. So I'm not even going to be there. I'm going to be out of town. I have tickets for my kids to go.
You spent thousands of dollars on tickets.
Yeah, I would be I really want my kids to get to see him play.
Did you end up getting tickets, Jake?
I'll get some, yeah.
Oh, but you're in a holding pattern.
And I will say this. I still
well done.
My kids will still get to see Luis Suarez and Sergio Busquets and Jordi Alba play, which is pretty amazing. It's not the same as Messi, but those guys are all great players on a historical world stage. So... They should still go.
The face Jake's making right now.
It's not Messi, though.
They're not Messi. Messi's the greatest player to ever live. But Luis Suarez is maybe a top 100 player of all time.
He likes to bite people.
He's been known to bite people. That's true.
Mike, what do you take away from this hour?
Not a whole hell of a lot, I'll tell you that. Not a whole hell of a lot.
What about this bourbon raffle?
Actually, you can buy tickets now.
BonnagerFoundation.org. I'm looking at it right now.
Even though we're not really going out to promote it, they opened up the
tickets now.
Yeah, go buy
You can
tickets.
Buy them. Yeah, you can.
Getting tickets.
The big kickoff's like the 27th.
Buy tickets now. Wait.
You can.
No, you're going to wait for.
I'm not. We're not.
What's the best bottle in there?
Pappy.
A 15-year?
Yeah.
All right.
We got some really nice bottles, some different bottles this year, really good ones. So...
Go to BonnagerFoundation.org, and you can buy tickets now for the 4th Annual Boddicker Foundation Bourbon Raffle.
I'm getting tickets.
I know what you want. You want the George Brett autographed Cooperstown bottle, don't you?
Why wouldn't I want that?
Yeah.
I promise you this. If Nate wins it, he'll never find out. He'll never know.
I'm going to be there, you son of a gun. That's the only way I have a chance to win.
We'll put you in the other room when they draw for the Brett Cooperstown bottle. We'll put you in the corner, like baby.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Oh, I do.
I even built a box this year you can stand on and be the same height as the rest of us.
Built a box for you.
I'm getting tickets.
I think Steve and I are the exact same height, by the way.
I present myself a little differently.
You do.
Though.
It's true.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we should wear our hats.
What are you laughing for in there?
You present yourself a little differently.
Yes.
Just a little.
What does that even mean?
Means a lot.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go shoot my bow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet you hundreds of people will line up to watch it.
Go get it.
I'll come watch
it. Anthony Sherman. The world needs you now more than ever.
I tell you what, I might call in when Sherm's on
tomorrow. Why don't you?
We'll just double team and blast you.
What? 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 What?
Kansas City's begging for it.
I'm not going to be here Thursday.
We'll bring in Casey Wolf and Slugger to co-host for you.
They can have a point for point like on the stadium debate.
Back after this on WHB.